A hearing on the Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia yielded more questions than answers, like how hard it is to check the time of calls from a cell phone. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. First up this evening, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that the hearing also included a heavy dose of partisan sniping.
Amtrak head Joseph Boardman admits that if positive train control or an automatic braking system had been in place, those systems could have prevented the fatal derailment in Philadelphia. Boardman says the railroad will meet a federal deadline to implement them on the Northeast Corridor, or NEC, by the end of the year.
And I promise you that by the end of this year, this system, which will dramatically enhance safety, will be complete and operational on the NEC.
Congressman Scott Perry from Central Pennsylvania asked why the system hasn't been put in place already.
This particular portion of the line makes anywhere from $400 to $500 million a year. Plus, we give Amtrak. The taxpayers fund Amtrak at the tune of $1.3 to $2 billion a year. How come they can't spend 10% of what they lost in food service on positive train control?
Perry, a Republican, was fighting Democrats on the committee who have argued underfunding by Congress contributed to the crash. Dennis Pierce of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers says there needs to be a second crew member in the cab during operation of a train.
To monitor the left side of the train for defects, stuck brakes, or observe the left side of the highway rail crossings for highway rail grade incidents.
Christopher Hart, head of the National Transportation Safety Board, says there's no evidence a second person in the cab will help.
Our experience is limited. It'll be based on our accidents, and there haven't been that many two-person crews, but from that limited experience, we don't find that two-person crews are an improvement over single-person crews.
The question of why trains don't have seat belts was also explored. Acting Federal Railroad Administrator Sarah Feinberg says adding seat belts would require replacing seats on every train. That could cost billions of dollars.
The hardening of the seats that would be required in order to put seatbelts onto trains would actually cause more injuries in an accident.
Final results of the investigation into the crash might not be ready for a year. Officials say they still don't know whether the engineer was using his cell phone while at the controls. That left many members of Congress nearly speechless and calling for an answer within 2 weeks, or they will be brought back before the committee. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.